Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. The US Congress has officially approved the landmark submarine AUKUS deal with Australia. Legislation has now passed the House of Representatives that allows the United States to sell Virginia-class nuclear-powered submarines to any country. The bill will now be presented to President Biden to be signed into law. At least three submarines are expected to be sold to Australia. Deputy Prime Minister and Defence Minister Richard Marles told Channel 7 the significance of the US Congress decision extends beyond the sale.
This is the first time in American history that there has been an authorisation to sell a nuclear-powered submarine to any country. And it's obviously critical in terms of Australia acquiring this capability, moving down the pathway that we announced in March of last year. But it's not just the sale. It allows Australians to work in the nuclear enterprise in the US to gain skills and experience. It allows us to maintain American-flagged nuclear-powered submarines in Australia, which we're planning to do next year.
Australia is yet to decide whether it will honour a request from the United States to send a warship to the Red Sea amid ongoing tensions in the Middle East, where Israel is waging war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip. The request came from the US Navy, which wants the vessel to join an international task force following rising attacks on ships by Iran-backed militias trying to disrupt supplies. Appearing on Sunrise, acting opposition leader Susan Lee said if Australia doesn't accept the US request, she will seek answers from the Labor government as to why not.
Now, this is a serious request from our closest ally. Obviously, the Red Sea is a critical part of the world when it comes to international shipping and international trade. I genuinely want to know if the government is not going to accept this request, then why not? We've just seen the US Congress pass critical components of AUKUS, and that underscores the really important geostrategic relationship between ourselves and the US at this critical time. So we should support our closest ally. We should genuinely consider their request. If we're not going to do that, then I want to know why.
Millions of Australians are minimising expenses and many will be unable to spend any extra on Christmas festivities. Research from the Salvation Army found more than 5.3 million people will not be able to afford a Christmas meal this year, and 30% of parents are worried their children will have no presents. The survey of more than 2,000 people found almost 60% felt more stressed this holiday season compared to 31.6% the same time last year. Almost one in seven parents worried their children would go without a traditional Christmas Day meal, and more than 70% of people surveyed are more mindful about how much they are spending. Commanding officer at the Salvation Army, Brendan Nottle, says many people will rely on charitable support to get by this Christmas for the first time.
Salvation Army conducted research recently and found that 62% of people this Christmas are saying they're really feeling financially stressed. And more than that, we're actually seeing that 48% of people that visited Salvation Army service this year have done so for the very first time.
And soprano Ace Gochner-Chanal and pianist-composer Benjamin Martin are sharing a stage at the Sydney Opera House and a message of peace. The two friends, one of whom is Muslim and the other Jewish, decided to present a concert in the hope their music could spread a message of unity, moderation and peace. The program includes masterpieces from Schumann and Ravel, which celebrates the Silk Road and the Middle East, as well as his Hebrew melodies. Ms. Chanal promises the audience will experience something real, truthful and beautiful at the Opera House. That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.